Welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back. We always could spot a friend. Welcome back. And I smile when I think how you must have been. And I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again? And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here.
Good morning. 6:39, 70 degrees right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer, and of course, the one who inspired that last song from Tyler Cup, our producer. Welcome back, Lucas McFadden.
Thank you. One week, but I'll take it.
I know. One week in live radio feels like a year.
You have
feels
missed.
Feels like you've been forever gone.
A lot, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Well, I listened-ish to everyone, but I did disconnect a lot.
Which as you should.
A lot of folks should maybe try that next time they're on vacation or just in life. So I think it's good to disconnect and then reconnect and join the conversation, and that's what we do every morning right here on Palmetto Mornings.
Yes, and of course, one thing that is back, it never went away, and it continues to be the topic of the discussion is coronavirus and how to slow the spread. We really all need to come together. It's a lot of personal responsibility, and on the top of that list is wearing a mask. So joining us this morning, we have our very own York County Councilman Bumperati. Good morning.
Good morning, Patty, and welcome back, Lucas.
Thank you so
welcome
much, my
back.
Man. I appreciate it.
I feel so bad because I sent your email while you were out on vacation, so I felt so
really, really bad.
You're fine.
Well, now you know why he didn't answer.
Well, I did.
Of course you did.
But I'll respond back later this week once I get into the office and everything. But Bump, you're here because you, as a member of York County Council, have brought up the issue regarding a letter to York County Mayor, so the city's mayors, on face mask, and kind of elaborate from there and what the letter is asking for, I guess, really the county and the city officials, city leaders.
Well, in the spirit of public health and safety, you know, we've reached this point with COVID-19 of looking for a solution, a viable solution, and an option to flatten the curve. And just last week, the Attorney General Alan Wilson issued an opinion that obviously gave counties and municipalities the go-ahead to enact an emergency ordinance across the state. I think this is their way of the state skipping out on it and passing the buck down to the local governments, and which we shouldn't have a problem with doing that, because in the spirit of public health, that's what we're charged to do at when it calls for it. But Columbia, Greenville, I think Charleston has all enacted some form of public mask wearing. And, you know, with the rising numbers across the state of South Carolina and obviously here in the home front, Rock Hill and York County, you know, I felt compelled to attack this issue head on. And one way to do it is obviously put the cooler heads together and come in a room and say, hey, what fits York County? Because what works in Greenville County, what works in Columbia may not fit Rock Hill. But I think if we're totally on board with stopping the spread, getting businesses to fully reopen in a safe manner, looking down the road at how we're going to get our kids back to school safe, you know, we must do something to start now, because if we do nothing, nothing will change. And so I come up with the idea of say, hey, let's put a form of face mask wearing in public. Let's look through our community and address the high traffic areas that COVID is most likely to be spread. And, you know, I just put it out there, and I did want to let all the mayors know that, hey, if York County enacts a face mask wearing ordinance, it would only cover the unincorporated areas. So now it goes down to the municipalities and the mayors and city councils and town councils to look to their body to enact something that will cover the incorporated areas, because we don't want to put something in place that just covers the incorporated areas, but then when you come inside the city limits of Rock Hill, you can take it off and there's no there's no ordinance to
cover that. And what was your thought process in that? Why would that not be effective?
Because we want to make sure that we're across the board. I mean, COVID just isn't in the unincorporated areas. COVID's just not in the incorporated area. It's across York County. And for us to provide protection for all citizens that reside here and even people who are visiting here, we want to send a unified message across the board from the city of Rock Hill, the city of Fort Mill, Clover, Tiggy K, and York, as well as covering our unincorporated areas because, you know, if we could put a fence up and keep COVID out, we would put it up. Which way would we put it, around the city or would we put it around the county? So in thinking along the lines that we should be doing something, you know, it's obviously people at their leisure have the option to wear it or not wear it now. And a lot of people are taking advantage of the opportunity to protect themselves, their families, their coworkers. But I think we should send a stronger message to those who haven't elected to decide to wear a face mask.
Does your letter or this ordinance, which will be introduced when, tonight, or has been already introduced to?
We haven't gotten that far.
Okay.
There's been some reluctance on everybody's part of in some shape, form, or fashion. I've heard from the mayor of York. I've heard from Greg Holmes over in the town of Clover. Just putting it out there, I saw where in an article that Mayor John Geddes has some support for it through the Rock Hill City Council. Don't know where that's at officially, but he has been leaning favorably towards something. You know, what it looks like is yet to be determined, but I would just encourage those mayors to work the channels to get something in front of their council that could be considered.
Why is this so polarized? Why is it when we see that this is a respiratory illness and it is spread through droplets from the respiratory system, it is very common sense that a mask would help create a barrier between you and somebody else and that somebody else and you, and the virus is asymptomatic very often, which means that person that may carry it doesn't even know that they're contagious. So it's so commonsensical to do this. And yet when you look at social media posts, you see there are very strong feelings both ways, why you should wear it and why it's my right not to wear it. How do you address that?
We still have people in this community and even across this nation that still don't believe that this thing is real. You know, the skepticism seems to be widespread in some communities. The skepticism seems to be widespread in certain age groups. You know, our younger teens and younger adults seem to think that, you know, when I was 18, 19, 20, I thought I was invincible too. So we have to make sure we're reaching those communities who are still skeptical. We have to reach those people who we feel are still vulnerable. People with underlying conditions certainly are at a higher risk. And just those people who, I don't want to say everyone's not concerned about their neighbors, friends, and coworkers, but we have to make sure we set the tone to say, hey, a mask will protect you from giving it to someone else. You know, if you're concerned about your family, your friends,
do it
your
for grandma.
Do it for grandma.
Right.
Maybe that's the slot.
But I think out of the gate, you were told to wear a mask, and then immediately people were told, you don't have to wear a mask, and now you're told to wear a mask. So there's a little bit of fogginess in that regard of one reason why some folks might be more hesitant to do so. Does your letter, I guess, does it in the enforcement angle, does it include a $25 fine, which is true in some of the other cities? Because that's that's probably the biggest sticking point for a lot of time. You know, just a reminder. If a law enforcement officer sees you without one, say, hey, as a reminder, we've got COVID-19, wear a mask, please wear a mask. And then you go from there. But to write someone a $25 ticket for not wearing a mask immediately, boy, that's a hard pill to swallow. I mean, that's for something that has been confusing from the get-go, and whether you should wear it and should you do it when you're eating. One restaurant said, well, you can have it on, and then when you're chewing, you can take it off and then put it back on. But the taking on and taking off, that's just...
You're touching it.
You're already touching it.
You're touching your face. That's not good.
But does yours call for a $25 fine or some kind of penalty?
No, I just put it out, say, hey, let's get this conversation started. And just like I mentioned earlier, what's going on in some of the other cities and municipalities may not fit what we're looking to do here. The spirit of this ordinance certainly would be to encourage people to do things right, not catch people doing things wrong. The more people we have wearing masks, certainly is a public health interest, not just to myself, but everyone. That's one of the things that we're charged with. You know, it would be disingenuous of us elected officials to only want to get around the table and talk about budgets, taxes, the aesthetics of the city and county. You know, we're charged with handling some real tough decisions, and I think this is one we should take pride in, just as well as we take pride in keeping our taxes down, providing our police, fire, medic with the things that they need. This is one of those things that, hey, we should come to the table with the same spirit that we had when we were talking about approving the Carolina Panthers to come here. We should all sit at the table saying, hey, what can we do to make this work? You know, very few times do we come to the table and everyone's fighting in opposite directions. This should be one of those times that we should be coming to the table to say, let's get this right. Let's protect our citizens so that we can get our economy. Even restaurants are still struggling to get people in because there's that concern. We can take care of this concern, and hopefully early fall we're back to normal in York County, but we're not going to get back to normal when we're having 60, 70 cases here in York County, 1,600 cases in the state of South Carolina, day in and day out. We're seeing this. This is not going away. One thing I did want to interject, you know, I was talking with my wife before I came this morning, and I was asking her, how many customers are you seeing in the grocery store? She works for a local grocery retail chain here. She said, we're seeing 2,000 people a day in and out of my grocery store. You know, she's susceptible to anyone coming off the street who's not required to wear a mask. The employees have to wear masks, but at that leisure of someone being able to walk in and out of her retail chain and not be required to have some type of face covering, you know, we're putting the public at risk. We're putting teenagers who work at the grocery store at risk. We're putting parents at risk. And I think we could accomplish great things by simply having people wear masks in retail outlets. When you're going and doing face-to-face business, when you're at the barbershop, you have to wear a mask per the ordinance by Governor McMaster. So we can look at what fits York County and Rock Hill and put something across the board that all the mayors and as well as York County can agree to. And hey, let's give it a try for 30 days and see if we don't see the numbers come down. And I always tell people, let's follow the data. Let's not open up. Let's not look to just skepticism and what grandma said and what daddy said and what the 18-year-old said. Let's look at the data. Give us an opportunity to prove that these masks in York County and Rock Hill and other municipalities will help curb the spread of COVID-19.
I think frame it in a positive way.
The numbers won't lie, and I think it's a fair test to put to folks. So, and a lot of these ordinances in the state of South Carolina do call for a 30 or 60 day review. It's not enacted in forever, in perpetuity. It is just, it's 30 or 60 days, and they'll regroup after those days.
We certainly don't want the message for people to go out and think that, hey, we're going to have to wear masks from now to Christmas and now for the infinity. Hey, I'm asking for an opportunity to put something together that we can lay out on the table for every municipality, the county. Let's have a test run.
You got everything to gain. What do you have to lose? I mean, seriously, what do you have to lose? I don't understand. Just put the mask on, wear it, be kind to your neighbor, and be responsible. And the more people that do it, I think the more we will see it being done. Thank you so much, Councilman Bumperati, for initiating and spearheading and starting the conversation in this movement, because we all want to get back to work and we want to do it safely for sure.